you absolutely mad?
The riots began because the stores could not meet the demands of Sutter Kane's
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I am your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking 1994's In the Mouth of Madness, a title based off a H.P. Lovecraft novella, At the Mountains of Madness. Definitely takes some inspiration from his work. It is part of an unofficial John Carpenter trilogy, which started with the 1982's The Thing. The middle was 1987's Prince of Darkness, and then the final movie of the three is this one, In the Mouth of Madness, written by Michael DeLuca, starring Sam Neill, and I think he gives his best performance, at least anything I've seen him in. This is his absolute best. He does a really, really good job in this movie. Some of the special effects here are just absolutely fantastic. If you've seen The Thing, you know what you're in for here. This is just 10 years later. John Carpenter still doing one of the things he does absolutely best. He has a fantastic score here. It's just the movie is a huge, huge mixed bag. Roger Ebert and Siskel gave it 2 out of 4 stars. One critic said it's like buying a sports car, but then driving it kind of slow. There are moments here that are just confusing, and the plot and just the screenplay as a whole kind of gets bogged down from time to time. The story follows Sam Neill's character. His character's name is John Trent. He's this insurance investigator who is put in charge of finding this missing horror author whose name is Sutter Kane, and who's kind of like this fictionalized version of Stephen King. And so Trent ends up going to this, what everyone thinks is this fictional place, but it actually exists, or he actually gets there. We're not sure if it's hallucination or not. This place is called Hobbs End. And when he gets there, he finds out that a lot of the things that Sutter Kane has written have come to life in this little town. From there, it's pretty exciting. And I liked the whole Hobbs End segment of this movie. It's just, I thought the beginning and the end were kind of a little bit of a letdown. I didn't go in depth and read, like I said, Roger Ebert and Siskel, they both gave it 2. I didn't read a lot about their thoughts before recording this, but I bet they had some similar criticisms to this one that I did, in the fact that it's just like, I don't know. It never has that moment where it's just like, I don't know. It's building, but then there is... Once you get to the ending, it's just not super, super exciting here. I was interested to figure out exactly what was going on in this town. I was interested in the whole mystery of it. I like some of the editing here, the fast cuts between all these horrific scenes. Some of them are from earlier in the movie. Some of them are from later. But this one, yeah, is definitely a mixed bag. I had fun with it. I will say that. I had a good time with this one. I think you can too. For sure. It is on Criterion Channel currently, and I think it will be for the rest of the month. And yeah, I'm glad I saw it, because yeah, now I've seen 3 of the most famous John Carpenter movies. If you want to check out other John Carpenter movies that I think are worth seeing, you obviously need to check out Halloween if you haven't seen that, but also The Fog, I think, is a fun, silly, good time. It's nothing amazing, but it's definitely worth checking out as well. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back tomorrow talking The Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. Oh boy.